Are your referring dentists faithful to your practice? In other words, do your referring dentists only refer to your office, or do they also refer patients to other orthodontists in your community? If they only refer to your office, why? Is it because of your practice location? Or is it because of the quality of your work? Or perhaps it's because you play golf regularly with these referring dentists. You know, a constant source of referrals is the lifeblood of any orthodontic practice. And knowing why dentists refer to you could be of some importance, especially if this information came from a valid survey that actually questioned a large number of referring dentists. That information can be found in a research article that was published in the January 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. I thought this would be an excellent article for us to review. The title of this study is, Why Do Dentists Refer to Specific Orthodontists? This research comes out of the University of Michigan and is co-authored by Jason Hall and Jim McNamara. The purpose of this study was to test the hypothesis that the quality of the treatment outcome and the overall patient satisfaction are of equal importance in influencing the general dentist when referring a patient to an orthodontist. In order to gather this information, the authors established a series of 35 questions that were to be distributed to 1,000 dentists in the East North Central region of the United States. That included specifically the states of Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, and Wisconsin. This questionnaire consisted of 5 sections. The first section included questions that determined the importance of the quality of the orthodontic treatment result in a general dentist referral decision. The second section of the survey covered referral criterion other than the quality of orthodontic treatment. The third section consisted of questions related to the quality of the occlusion and how important specific aspects of the occlusion were in the decision to refer patients. The fourth section included questions about the final orthodontic result other than the patient's occlusion. And finally, the last section included questions about the background of the respondent. Of course, for any survey, the important aspect is the response rate. And the response rate for this such study was 36%. That's not bad. And it did provide the researchers with over 350 questionnaires from which they could derive their data. So the power for this study was quite good. Okay, what did these researchers find? Let's take these questions and sections one at a time. First of all, what was more important, treatment outcome or patient satisfaction when a general dentist is referring a patient to a specific orthodontist? This was interesting. Over 75% of the responding general dentists answered that the quality of the orthodontic outcome was of equal importance to the patient's overall satisfaction with their specific orthodontic experience. When the referring dentists were asked to rank the most important aspects of orthodontic treatment, they included most often the quality of previous treatment results from that specific orthodontist. In addition, the responding dentist replied that the level of communication between orthodontist and general dentist was an important factor. How about specific functional aspects of occlusion? More than 50% of the responding dentists believed that canine guidance during mandibular excursion, class 1 canines, and absence of balancing interferences were strongly important. Finally, what other factors were deemed important by general dentists? Nearly 50% of the responding general dentists regarded the patient's post-treatment profile as an important factor in selecting an orthodontist for referral. So what's the bottom line? It seems that your referring dentists are selecting you as their referral source because of how you treat the patients personally and how well you finish the orthodontic treatment. The occlusion and functional result, as well as patient satisfaction, are equally important in the minds of referring dentists. You know, this information helps us to validate why we spend so much time finishing the occlusion properly and why we try to make the orthodontic experience as pleasurable for our patients as possible. If you'd like to review this article, you'll find it in the January 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.